AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The district attorney in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, showed videotape of the police shooting death of Andrew Brown last month and said it was justified.
Everyone can perceive something differently. And until you break it down frame by frame, some of the actions are pretty hard to see.
Andrew Womble says Brown struck a deputy with his car and nearly ran him over while ignoring commands to show his hands and get out of the vehicle.
The officer's duties were to take Mr. Brown into custody. They simply couldn't let him go.
The family of Andrew Brown Jr. released a statement calling Womble's decision both an insult and a slap in the face. In Michigan today, President Biden spoke directly to Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Rashid Tlaib about the fighting recently between Israel and Hamas in Gaza.
I admire your intellect, I admire your passion, and I admire your concern for so many other people. And it's from my heart, I pray that your grandmom and family are well. I promise you I'm going to do everything to see that they are. The West Bank.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the U.S. seems to think both sides are on equal footing.
There are a significant number of Democrats now who want to throw Israel under the bus and act like there's some equivalency here. There isn't. Completely without moral equivalency.
Officials at the White House are trying to quell any anxiety about inflation and the pace of hiring. The AP has obtained a memo that highlights robust economic gains as the U.S. gets vaccinated and recovers from the pandemic. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says new virus numbers are reason for cautious optimism.
Yesterday, CDC reported 17,724 new cases of COVID-19. The lowest daily case numbers since June 2020.
Meantime, India is reporting a record for virus deaths. This is AP News. As the conflict goes on between Israel and Hamas, families in Gaza are in the crossfire.
Amidst the sounds of Israeli drones circling overhead, families based in Gaza say airstrikes on the city are near constant. Explosions from the strikes echo through the pre-dawn darkness in the city, sending flashes of orange across the night sky. Electricity and water are both sporadic, with mains power and water pipes damaged by airstrikes, while a school run by the UN has been converted into lodgings for in-need families. A Gaza resident says it's so bad, so scary. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Olympics, citing human rights abuses by China's government. Pelosi said world leaders should not attend the competition. She's not advocating a full boycott of the upcoming Winter Games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.